Everyone's an important piece of the puzzle and has a role to play. When you're on God's team, no one sits on the bench. On God's team, there is no bench. Yay! Welcome! I'm so excited to be with you today. If you're new to Flyover Conservatives, our slogan is wake up, speak up, and show up. We all wanted President Trump to do 80 million things to save our country. You know you did. I did too. We were sitting back thinking, I just wish he would fix this country. And what we've learned over these last couple of years, what we really need is 80 million of us doing one thing every single day to save our own country. And I am so thankful for three ladies that do something every day to help to put this show together, which is a blessing to me and I know a blessing to you all as well. Denise Brewer, Terry Strange, and my sister, Tammy Wagner. Thank you so much for all of your work. Everything that you do, going through the prophetic, putting down times of, hey, it was right here, right there. This is what they said here. Check this out. Thank you so much for everything that you do to put together the show. We really appreciate it. I also want to do a shout out to Mike Lindell. If it wasn't for Mike, this show wouldn't be possible either. I'm so thankful for Mike Lindell and everything that he does to help to support the Patriots. When you go to mypillow.com and you use promo code FLYOVER, you get up to 66% off. Something I noticed today that I did not know before, that I hadn't noticed earlier, was the towels right now are on clearance for $25. So Avery and I were just saying we need some more towels. So they are wonderful. We use these towels regularly and we absolutely love them. So I highly recommend them. And right now they're clearanced for $25. They were $99.98 when you use promo code FLYOVER before. They were $49. Now they're $25 on clearance. So make sure you get some towels and some towels for your dads. Father's Day is coming up. So check out this quick commercial.
Do your feet ache and throb in pain with every step you take every day of your life? Well, kiss those days goodbye with slippers from MyPillow.com. How about that flimsy, flat little excuse for a pillow that's nothing but 8 hours of disappointment, causing you pain in your neck every single night? You can wake up with nothing but butterflies and rainbows around your head with a MyPillow pillow. Those hardwood floors hurting your old bones? No more with a MyPillow dog bed. Are your towels worn thin, flimsy, more patchy than Joe Biden's memory? There's nothing better than absorbent towels from MyPillow.com. For all of these products and more, go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code FLYOVER for up to 66% off.
All right. Well, you guys can tell I have my shirt on today. It's got the lion. Be bold. I have my new shofar that has the Lion of Judah on it. So you can see the painting of the Lion of Judah on my shofar. I'm still learning to blow this bad boy. Lots of fun learning to do that. I also have on my punching ring today. Punch, punch, punchy, punchy, punchy. I'm excited because great things are going on. The prophets are speaking, and truly, this is the best time to be alive. We were born for such a time as this, not 1,000 years ago, not 100 years from now. We are alive right now during this time, and God is doing amazing things. We're going to see things of biblical proportion, things we only read about in the Bible, we get to experience during our lifetime. So that's the first thing. Second thing is Trump will be back. There's too many prophetic words surrounding it. The prophets are speaking. We're going to hear a little bit more about that today from Robin Bullock. Some interesting information I thought you would not want to miss. The next thing is that there is a billion soul harvest. A lot talked about that today. Billion soul harvest, a billion people coming to know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. And it's not about a pastor standing in front of a church. It's about the body of Christ. It's about the remnant going out, praying for the sick, laying hands on them, Jesus healing them, and then them saying, oh my gosh, how did you do that? And say, I didn't do it, but Jesus did. He paid for it 2,000 years ago, and he wants to have you know him as your personal Lord and Savior. It's about us going out and sharing the gospel, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. And then the final thing, a transference of wealth from the wicked to the righteous. And there is an incredible segment from Robin Bullock about how to pray for that and how to be ready to receive what the Lord has for us at this time. So this show is probably going to be a little longer than on some of the platforms are allowing. So if you go to the Flyover app, flyoveratlanta.com. You can make sure you catch the whole episode when you go to the Flyover app. So make sure you have the app when you go to the flyoveratlanta.com, and then you have the app on your phone, you have it on your computer, you have it on your television, and you can watch it from there. There's all of the past prophetic reports. Man, we have done a lot of those. So man, it's exciting to see what God is doing and what he is saying. Today is going to be a little bit different. As I was going through this, especially these first two prophetic things that I'm sharing, I feel like the Lord said, these are things that the body of Christ needs to hear right now. I don't know specifically what things in here go together. I'm sure there are many things, but I felt like God said, these are things that he wanted all of us to know. The first one is actually from Amanda Grace, and this prophetic word was given to her on the morning of May the 24th, 2023. She delivered it on May the 25th, and it's called Unveiling the Betrayal. There's a lot of things here. I recommend getting a piece of paper and a pencil or a pen, because I don't think you want to miss a few things here that I think are critical. Check this out.
Praise be to the Lord of hosts, maker of heaven and earth, the beginning and the ending. The earth is his footstool. Even the earth cries out unto the Lord in this hour, and to his, that's capitalized, kingdom, there is no end. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, why do the nations rage and the people plot, that's capitalized, a vain thing? I, the Lord thy God, shall hold them in derision. I shall hold them accountable, that's capitalized. For in this hour in the earth, many accounts must be reckoned, says the Lord. Many, that's capitalized. As the pieces are moved as players on a board, and they think they have seated a controllable man who sits on the throne of England. They think they have placed one there along with a wife that can be utilized to influence financial and environmental matters in the earth. That agenda comes from the same root. To deceive the people into thinking things are happening on and within the earth that are a farce, says the Lord. I, the Lord thy God, created the earth, and I, the Lord thy God, know its inner workings down to the tiniest of molecules, says the Lord. There are many manipulations being put into the soil of the earth in order to cause elements to rise into the atmosphere, to manipulate such into aligning with their, that's capitalized, man-made agenda. For they have utilized the powers of the air to contract the earth in ways it should not, says the Lord. And says the Lord of hosts, the one who they have placed on the throne in England is sitting on a stack of secret deals with some of the largest organizations in the world to zone England into an EU it does not want to go. They shall put more and more words in his mouth and utilize him to make credible what is not credible, especially one that shall step forth from a neighboring country. The king shall be pushed by the forums to declare credibility to one who has flirted with the spirit of Antichrist and who desires to deceive with alluring words the people of England and the surrounding countries. However, says the Lord, it is not time, it is not time. And I, the Lord thy God, shall allow a pause on matters with the European Union. I pause, a hiccup, their plans shall literally shake the nations involved. For it is my capital appointed time, says the Lord, that matters, not theirs. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, a civil, that's capitalized, war, says the Lord, civil, that's capitalized, a war of cases in the court, so he's talking about civil cases, shall flood the system going into 2024. A case of the century is set to form going into 2024, says the Lord. And says the Lord of hosts, Titans, huffing and puffing as bulls, says the Lord, are moving into their appointed corners. A vying for dominance is not what candidates make. However, says the Lord, a surrender to the strategy I, the Lord, have to put forth shall change the course of races. However, says the Lord, shall bulls huffing and puffing be tame enough to accept such? This is the hour, says the Lord. They are to decide as lines are being drawn for a clash of the titans, where carnage shall be everywhere if they do not learn to be yoked to the same yoke and till the fields of America together, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, Australia, says the Lord, thunder, that's capitalized, a storm and upheaval in that nation as they attempt an electric fence around their people. There shall be a short circuit, says the Lord, and a window shall arise for Australia to turn the breach they have suffered. For many nations in this hour must turn the breach, that's capitalized. What the enemy is attempting to birth forth is horribly deformed and mutated, and such bondage must not be birthed into the nation. My people, that's capitalized, should not be assisting to keep the breach intact, but, all capitals, must turn from their wicked ways and seek my face. My face. For many have turned their face toward the philosophies of the world. The rise of the philosophies, the same spirit that caused it in Greece, that carnal-minded philosophies that only speak what is seen, has entered the church. Socrates, says the Lord, Socrates. This name will have to do with a military operation as well, says the Lord. The philosophies have entangled the world as an intrusive vine, and the supposed shepherds have allowed that vine to grow. They have watered it themselves for a mainstream that is about to dry up, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, this is all capitalized, this whole paragraph. The enemy is a cradle robber. He is a nest robber. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And in this hour, the enemy wants to rob you of your authority that comes from my throne, that comes through my son, Jesus Christ. For the authority and power that has been given unto you can dismantle high places, strongholds, demonic assignments, arrows that are fired in the realm of the spirit. I give unto you power and authority to trample upon serpents and scorpions and against all the power of the enemy, so nothing shall by any means hurt you. A lateral move with the document that holds a cornerstone of your nation, a lateral move shall be attempted to reword that document to place giant sails that have been manufactured by a thirst for total power and domination and enslavement of the people. And they are attempting to put those sails up and cause, all capitals here, a giant gust of wind to hit those sails and push the nation in the direction these captains of industry, media, medical, and yes, even the pulpit wants it to go. However, says the Lord, a counter shall come, a gust of the breath, the pneumos, the wind of my word, that's capitalized, shall indeed tear one of the sails, and the other shall not be able to bear such a task on its own. Those sails are patched together with other nations on the sails, attempting to blow America in the direction it wants it to go. A gust to force the eagle to continue into a storm. However, says the Lord, an updraft, the eagle is about to catch an updraft and be lifted slightly above the fray, as you shall witness the fiercest leg of this race going towards the end of the year. Central Europe is creating a bridge to the east. They see Russia, the bear, is weakened and have taken the opportunity to build a bridge, including to Saudi Arabia. Watch that nation, says the Lord, for another alliance shall soon come between them and a country they have been at odds with in the past. Saudi Arabia and Central Europe shall have a huge, that's capitalized, interest in your nation. Going into next year, they shall attempt to turn the dial, that's capitalized. However, says the Lord, a musk, M-U-S-K, a musk is turning, all capitals here, a musk is turning many dials right now. Watch for the next maneuver and how he is shaken straight. For war games behind the scenes, the game of risk is forming. Battleships as well, says the Lord, shall approach Israel. They shall cross the line, and Israel shall respond, and it will put many nations on alert as one is allured out by dark rulers to advance. However, I, the Lord thy God, am protecting Israel for this time, and what occurs shall turn things in the political arena. More like a circus, says the Lord, and send the clowns and the jesters and those that snarl shall be whipped to a corner, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, do not ask for a king in your nation. Ask me for the one appointed to lead. Teetering on the edge of Saul's, says the Lord, battling. Instead of David's facing Goliath, facing the Philistines, facing the pagan enemies that have blasphemed on altars in high places in your nation. Two unaltered rams, says the Lord, all capitals, must listen in this hour or they will tire themselves and the people out with more ramming than running the race, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, there are three lines being drawn in your nation, the east, the west, and the central part of your nation. Three lines are being drawn. An event shall happen in threes, says the Lord, in thirds. I, the Lord thy God, have issued a judgment on a scroll of gender agendas. That scroll is being taken into the earth, says the Lord, and the biggest scandal and hit to their agenda shall cause a gaping hole deep into the soil of their movement, and it shall expose who has been hiding under the cover of rainbows. For there are serpents that have moved underground and dragon suits worn, as well as a Roman that is funneled underground to such. They have a window, says the Lord, a small window to repent, to turn to me and free them of the captivity of such perverse spirits. For perversion attempt its next slither, and you shall see a faction of the pulpit stand with the serpent, and they shall be connected by a common thread of weakness that was in their midst. However, I, the Lord thy God, am grabbing that serpent by the tail and whipping it out and casting it back to the deserts from which it came. All capitals here. Yes, the desert, says the Lord. Those who in their religious beliefs speak against such who are of the Middle East have been feeding this serpent of perversion in America. And the pulpit shall be split in two, and the stage is fractured, and a stepping down of many, that's capitalized, including in Oklahoma, says the Lord, Texas, Arizona, says the Lord. The Bible belt shall put on the belt of truth once again, says the Lord. For I, the Lord thy God, all capitals, this whole paragraph, am truth, and my truth shall be put in the mouth of my people. Victory shall come from truth, not from outmaneuvering the enemy, for that will tire you before the finish. Truth as a sword is what shall gut the full belly of lies of the nation that they have gorged themselves on. And three in Congress and two in the Senate shall be involved in such scandal with a cover-up and with deals with nations who despise America. The draw shall come up. It shall be exposed. And Congress shall be turned over. And what is on the bottom shall come to the top, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, what is sacred to me, all this capitalized, they have violated. What is sacred to me, they have defiled. And I, the Lord thy God, have allowed such occurrences for a season to fill their cup of iniquity, to reveal unto the people so they can call on Almighty God, the Lord of hosts. However, they have touched and damaged what is sacred to me. And there is a wage for such, and those wages must be paid now, says the Lord, and you shall see such occur, the wage for their grave sins. For I, the Lord thy God, shall retrieve back what is sacred to me, for the sake of covenant, for the sake of Israel, for the sake of my people who serve me. You shall give the covenant back, says the Lord. It is not yours. And the one who sits in the highest offices shall stumble in a bed of roses as the eclipse of your White House begins. Call on me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you know not. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. Behold, I will strengthen you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand, says the Lord of hosts. Uphold my word in this hour. Command the strategies of the enemy to be dismantled in Jesus' name. Speak with the authority I have given you that their assignments must be confounded and nullified. What they have ratified, speak in Jesus' name that it is nullified. I am with you always, my capital children, even until the end of the age. All capitals, I am God, there is no other. Your everlasting Father, seek me in this hour and ask for my perspective, and it shall be revealed unto you the deeper things. For those who want to scratch the surface and continue to feed the people cold porridge and a reel of superficial political rubbish shall be held back in this season. For I, the Lord, am calling those out into the deep. I am calling you higher, and those who answer, keys, that's capitalized, keys shall be revealed unto them in this season that unlock incredible doors of revelation. Come unto me, my children, thus says the Lord of hosts, in Jesus' name, who sits at my right hand.
Amen. Man, there were so many things in there. A few things I wanted to highlight. And of course, as I was listening, I was like, oh, that goes right along with Robin. That goes right along with what Hank Kuhneman had to say. So I love how the Lord does that. He's so amazing. So then I wanted to highlight, and it kept jumping out at me. I'm not using the clip from Robin, so I wanted to go back and find some of the things that he had said. So I got it from Denise Brewer. It says, "There." So this is what Amanda, the Lord said through Amanda, "There are many manipulations being put into the soil of the earth." When I heard that, I thought, that's really interesting. I wonder what that means or how that works. And the Lord highlighted to me Robin Boyk on 11th Hour, which was May the 30th, 2023, several different times during the 11th Hour. This was not one after the other, but they sound like they go together. He's talking about the occult always shows up underground. Lucifer is trying to come into the earth early. In order for him to be able to bring this in, it has to be practiced underground. And then what is hidden underground is coming to the surface. So I feel like those things may go together. So I'm excited to see what the Lord shows us about that. One of the things she highlighted was Australia storm a thunder. Now that's really interesting because you're going to hear more about that from Diana Larkin as well as Hank Kuhneman, some exciting things in the sky. And then Israel is being protected. You're going to hear more about that from Robin Bullock. Russia, the bear is weakened. You're going to hear more about that from Robin Bullock as well. Okay, so this Robin Bullock one, Denise Brewer worked really hard. She was up till, I think she sent me the last text at 2:45 this morning. I get up at 5, so just a few hours before I was up and ready to do the prophetic report. So Denise, thank you so much for all your work. Three different ones that are actually put together here. The first one is May the 18th, 2023. Robin Bullock was on Elijah Streams. Then Church International on Sunday, May 28th, 2023, an 11th hour on May the 30th, 2023. Several things here that I think are extremely, extremely important. The Lord highlighted these things as I was going through it and said, I want this in the prophetic report. So check this out.
And so right now, the prophets know who has the kingdom, but the prophets are carrying the anointing oil. And the trip of Saul, that spirit, I'm talking about it all in the spirit now. You understand I'm speaking of spiritual things. And all in the spirit that drove Saul is out now trying to destroy the prophets before they can get there without oil. Because 24 is coming. But the anointing is still on him right now. It's already been poured. But 24 is coming. And for the new kingdom, the prophets have the oil. And so everybody's coming out against, not everybody, you know, but people are coming out against the prophets. Oh, they're false prophets. They're this, they're that, they're the other. And that's what Samuel said. He said, they'll try to kill me. He'll try to kill me if he knows I'm carrying this oil. And what could possibly be the motive? Well, that spirit knows that it's the only thing left. If it don't happen this time, everything you know will make a turn. Everything will turn and it won't be pretty after that.
Robin, I can hear people asking, based on what you just said or since several times, and I haven't called you on it to ask, are you saying or are you prophesying? Are you out and out prophesying that not until 2024 is Trump going to come back in?
No, because it's Trump's decision. I'm not looking for a way out for me. Yeah. How many prophecies have you seen me give that was just blatant? Okay. I've given many, many that was just straight out.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if it's somebody's choice, I'll tell you now, look at the prophecy that I sent you that time. You know, it's already posted, but you've got it. And I sent you the other one where I called Netanyahu back to office.
That
was a blatant prophecy.
Yeah, it was.
Come back, come back, come back. And then there's a part of that where I looked at you. It showed you and me on the screen. And I said, it wouldn't surprise me if Netanyahu don't just walk back in office.
Yeah.
And then 2 weeks before he did thereabouts, or however many it was stronger than ever. And sure enough, he came back. Well, in one of those same clips, if it had played a little further, I said, Donald Trump, get up and walk back to your chair.
Yeah.
Go back to your chair. Get up now and go back. Now, here's the thing. I said, Donald Trump, get up and walk back to your chair. To me, when I thought about that later, I thought, that denotes a campaign. walking back to your chair.
Oh, that's interesting, isn't it? I hadn't thought of it that way.
Yeah, I thought that has to be a campaign. And so what I had picked up on was what he decided to do. He decided to run another campaign. And so the Lord, when he decided it, the Lord had a prophet say, get up and walk back to your chair, start your campaign. It was after that he announced it.
Yeah, that's true.
And it was, and Benjamin Netanyahu came back into office, and then he announces this, and it's all online. It's all happening now, just right on point.
Yeah.
Well, if he, but here's what I will say. Do not be surprised if something very unique happens, either right at the time of the next election, right before it, and then something right after it. So don't just remember these words, because it's all based on his decision. And I'm not going to say what I think in my heart, because if I do, it could tip the enemy off. There's a real stirring happening in Israel right now. I saw that this morning. The Lord quickened that to me. And there's a real stirring happening there. A prophet there is being desired again. Netanyahu. So it's time. It's time. I call Netanyahu. I send a prophetic word. Go back in office. It wouldn't surprise me at all if Netanyahu don't walk back in office soon.
Mm.
Now, that just would not surprise me.
I heard the Lord say that he's about to reveal to the world who the real leader of Israel is. He's going to show them who leads Israel and who still has a voice, who still has the voice that's speaking from an undisclosed place. For Israel is not going down. Israel is going up and over, says the Lord. For this is not going to happen what the enemies of Israel think is going to happen. And when they win, they will win so big that the world will see it and not ignore it.
We're following breaking news in the Middle East as well. Benjamin Netanyahu will become Prime Minister of Israel once again. Israel's current Prime Minister conceded to Netanyahu after the country's fifth national election in 4 years.
Yes, Lord, I will. There's some very strategic things in the earth happening right now. In the middle of calling and saying these other things, the Lord said something. There's some very strategic things going on right now, and this is going to sound like the strangest thing you've ever heard. But right now, there are certain world leaders. You need to pray for Vladimir Putin that he does not die right now. This is something far worse about to happen. You need to pray that. Oh, Brother Robin, you shouldn't say certain things like that. I didn't. The Lord said to pray that. Because what stands in the wings right behind his shoulder? Something very, very horrible. Pray the bear hibernates. And the peace that's been asked for will be granted. Now I realize that when out worldwide, criticism surely follows. But some things God is doing, we don't know. You have a far worse thing happening right now. Do not trust certain leaders.
you think the saints in China are praying about? Something far worse. Let he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Pray righteousness in the governments. And let God remove kings and put kings back in place. Don't let that fall to the hands of a man. Well, that's pretty strong, isn't it? But a man will only remove kings and replace kings at their own flesh desires. God is making decisions concerning his people. Leaders will leave the scene. Leaders will be replaced in time. That's the Bible says that they're put up and put down by the Lord himself. The Lord, all capitals, according to the seeds they've sown. So let this be in the court of heaven. And let the prophets and the anointed ones prophesy revival right now. Hear that, and you'll hear why he's saying pray these ways. Let revival break out. There are people in Russia right now that are calling and crying out to God. They are born again, spirit-filled people by the thousands. There are people in Ukraine that know the believers in Russia. And these two born-again groups love each other. There's a revival in China happening now. And leaders would squelch that. Dear God, man, get out of yourself and pray for revival. Pray the way God wants you to pray and allow him to open the door for the billion soul harvest. You want to see the world change? You let a billion souls be born again, and I guarantee you it will change. Revival. There are certain people has called for peace, and certain people won't give it. You pray for peace. And more than anything, you pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, especially now. Why? Why can't we pray for peace? The peace of Jerusalem. Jerusalem and Israel is the tithe of the nations. How they treat that nation determines their future. Instead Robin was talking about this trip, but they cowardly. Just while world and global events are trying to keep the billion soul revival God promised us. Do you think it's impossible for a billion people to be born again? I mean, dear God, he's God. But while we're praying and while intercessors are pressing in, some of them 24 hours a day, there's prayer 24 hours a day going on around the world right now. 24 hours a day people are praying. People that are twice your age. People that are getting up, dragging themselves out of huts on a dirt floor, putting their knees in the dirt. That's right. praying for revival for you and for the world. And we have cowardly people standing behind keyboards, developing hit pieces on everything they can, just to cause division in the body. That's all it's about. Is it not a hit piece? Is it not a new type of assassins, where they can finally develop social media sites where they can block everything but their own narrative? Because truth that's hidden is truth that's rewritten. And pump that into the minds of the little ones long enough, and they'll believe it. The whole time, God is breathing revival across the world. People are being shown mercy right now by the Lord. I wouldn't push that very far. You never know when it ends. Hallelujah. So pray for revival. Pray. There are world leaders right now listening to the word of the Lord, and you don't even know it. You just judge them that they're not listening. Listen close and you'll read between the lines what they're hearing. You've never been so close to an all-out nuclear fallout as you are today. And cowardly keyboardists are causing enough division to keep you from praying. Don't enter into gossip rags. Look to the book. God is love. Real love. The love who delivers. That's love. Love that delivers. America's always been a nation that goes to deliver. That's in our DNA. It's still there. I didn't get a big amen, but it is still there. You know how you know it's there? Look around you in this room. You know it's there. So we can pray. World leaders can plan, plot, and they do this stuff, but they never count on the body of Christ praying and changing things. And one of them get up one morning with a brand new thought. I think I'll stop. I think I'll leave politics. And they just leave to become a manure farmer. They don't know. I mean, they don't know, whatever. The Lord may have a sense of humor. He may tell some, well, I'll leave that alone. But God is love. This is a love train. Jesus is love, and he came to deliver. And so love delivers. Love doesn't compromise with sin. It delivers people from sin. Love has the ability to look beyond the sin, reach into the dark life, pull them out from that place, stand them on a rock of righteousness, and show them how to leave that sin behind. And then embrace the person, embrace the people, and take them right toward Jesus. That's love.
Woo! I mean, so much there. As I was listening, I felt prompted by the Lord to share something with you all. I don't think I've shared it before. I've shared it at other events, but I don't think I've done it on the prophetic report. And God was just talking to me about the importance of prayer and that it's impossible to pray and for something not to happen. I remember many years ago that God was telling me that prayer is like an axe. And sickness or whatever is in front of you that you're trying to cut down is is that tree, you know? So whatever it is, it's where our world is today. It's where the United States is today. It's Biden being in office and Trump is supposed to be in office. You know, whatever the problem is the tree. And Acts is the prayer. And so every time that we pray, it's like that axe comes down and cuts a little bit into that tree. And then you pray again, it cuts a little bit into that tree till eventually that tree has to fall. It has to bow. I want to share something with you that's pretty cool about prayer. Several years ago, our producer and our son, Colton Whited, was going on a missions trip, and he was going to Costa Rica. And before they went, the person leading the trip said, you know, don't worry about finances. And that was a concern for everyone there. There was 30 people planning on going on the trip. And she said, don't worry about finances. Those finances will come. But what you do need to do and spend your time on right now is finding 10 intercessors that are going to be praying for you while we are gone. They are committed to interceding and praying for healing, for this trip, for whatever God is wanting to do in that process. And so each one of those 30 kids found intercessors, 10 intercessors each, that promised that they would be praying and interceding while they were gone on this missions trip. And of course, the money came in. And so they all went to Costa Rica. They get to Costa Rica, they go to the first place they were going to minister. And before they were going out to minister to the congregation, the church was providing a meal for them. So they were back eating a meal. And one of the ladies serving the meal, she had a big growth underneath of her chin. Colton said it was massive underneath of her chin. And the person leading the trip looked over and she took her hand and tapped the growth underneath and said, not on my watch. And every person there that was part of the ministry trip saw that growth disappear right in front of their eyes. It was completely gone. So they witnessed this miracle. And Colton said, he said to himself at that time, this is going to be unlike any ministry trip I've ever been on. And before they went out to go minister to that congregation that night, and every time they went out to minister that whole missions trip, the leader would remind them, there's 30 of us, but there's 300 that are praying right now for and interceding for this trip. And Colton said they saw miracle after miracle after miracle. And I just wanted to encourage you. Sometimes we may be praying and not seeing the results right away, but I wanted to let you know that when we are linking arms and we are coming together and praying, there is power in numbers, and it's impossible to pray and for something not to happen. And so intercede for our country, intercede for our world, intercede for your healing. If you are wanting healing in your body, continue to pray and believe for the healing that God has for you, because again, it's impossible to pray and for something not to happen. And the problem is a tree. Prayer is an axe. You keep hitting it. Eventually it will fall. So I just felt like the Lord wanted me to share that with you. All right, let's talk about Hank Kuhneman. So Hank Kuhneman on May the 28th, that was Sunday at the 9 a.m. service, he gave a very powerful prophetic word from the Lord, speaking about watching the skies and lightning and thunder. Check this out.
Spirit of God says, when the earth was dark without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, what did I do as the Spirit of God hovered over the earth, over the places of the deep? I spoke. And yet I speak again. I spoke, let there be light. And this light that I spoke is still moving. It is still moving. For it carries the sound of my breath. And I spoke and I said unto this generation and unto this decade that you are in a revolution of light, which is my purposeful overthrow. But it is more than that, says the Spirit of God. Do you understand that when I spoke with my very breath, let there be light, the earth responded, hell shakes. And yet there is a creative, redemptive mystery. For you will see in this revolution of light that light shall bring forth a reaction that will bring many blessings to those who suffer, yes, in this earth. For when light was spoken from the very beginning, earth began to come into creation, into manifestation. Why do I speak this? Because you will see medical breakthroughs that shall come as a result of the discovery of the power of light. And this light shall even cause the very veins of the human body to be cleared from plaque. And you will see, well, they will say, we used to do surgery, bypass of the heart this way and that way. But the simplicity of light shall recharge the heart and cause it to be revived, that the veins and the arteries shall be clear and reconstructed, and cells that are cancerous shall respond as they will be overcome and rejuvenated by light. And let me speak this, what Satan desired even in a vaccination, to spike protein. God says, I will use light to reverse and neutralize the effects of what meant to be as a snare and a snake bite to a people, to neutralize its effects. But this is not all. The disciples came and said, do you not understand? We the enemy is subject to us in thy name. And yet the risen Christ proclaimed and said, I saw Satan fall like lightning. And so I will show my light, not just in medical discoveries, but in the strikes of my hand. And God says, I'm going to strike hard. I'm going to strike fast, and I'm going to strike viciously and with vengeance. And there will be natural signs of great displays of lightning that will be reported. The magnitude, the width, and the length of the lightning displays. But oh, the sound of thunder, it shall be my voice. And I will strike down the wickedness, the darkness, the perversion that has been upon this generation. And I've told you before, with this light that is moving, it will bring a sexual revolution in reverse, says the Lord. And there is coming a censorship that my light brings, that they will say, we must have a censorship that protects the innocent and protects the children. And God says there will be banning and things outlawed in this revolution of light. You will see it. They will say, Cat 5, move away, vacate. This is not of me. This is not mine. This is not my hand. My hand seeks to move through the power of those, the children of light. You are the ones. Do I need an election? Do I need the armory of man? Do I need your votes? I need the armor, the children of light, to gather in this time, says the Spirit of God, to stand against that which the enemy would desire to counter at this time. But my light through my people shall strike down many attempts. As I've said to you before, that you are in the fall. You say, oh God, but we are in the spring months. Because you do not understand the season of my timing, my events, says the Spirit of God. This is the time of the great fall. And with the great fall shall come the striking of my hand and the displays of lightning. But then you shall see the reset and the reversal, even light that will come to give energy to your vehicles, to your homes. No, I do not speak of solar. Watch and see as lightnings shall be the talk of your newspapers. And when you see this, rejoice, because light always overcomes the darkness, says the living God.
Hallelujah! Wow. Okay, so we're hearing about this lightning and thunder. So watching the skies, it's interesting because we heard something about Australia and the thunder from Amanda Grace. Now check this out. Diana Larkin on A Watchman's Journal, May 30th, 2023. You can find this when you go to thepropheticreport.com. It's called The Thundering God. It says, "It is true that I want you to know me intimately and to have our hearts knit together as one. I desire to constantly bless you with my breath, my presence, and my voice. But there are other aspects of my character that I also want you to acknowledge, recognize, and support with your prayers and decrees. I am the thundering God, and I am visiting the earth with flashes of lightning and roars of thunder that will uncover darkness and will split open hiding places of those partnered with darkness. This is not the normal thunder and lightning storms that your nation experiences every summer. The storms from my hand will have a different quality. Those who are mine will recognize my power behind these storms that unleash such bright flashes of lightning and such roaring and rolling thunder. Even those who do not know me yet will exclaim, 'We've never seen anything like this. What you see in the heavens will picture what I am doing in the earth to expose and roar our enemy control. Lions roar to mark their territory. And I am the thundering God who is marking his territory. I am exposing and kicking out those who have lied, those who have stolen, and those who have cheated their way into power. I am once again claiming this nation as my own. Call forth my appearing as the thundering God and decree, we welcome your coming to reclaim this land as your territory. Hear me thunder, hear me roar.'" Wow, so powerful. What's interesting is here in Missouri, Kansas City, Missouri, it was thundering and lightning and raining last night. And we all commented, David and Avery and I were talking about, wow, listen to that thunder. Look at that lightning. We were commenting on it. And then I saw this morning. So I'm excited about what the Lord is doing right now here in the earth. One thing I wanted to point out is Julie Green Ministries. If you go to Rumble with Julie Green, there's two things that actually came out this week that she felt like the Lord was saying she needed to share. You can see that they have the same thumbnail, and it's called "What to Do When You Feel Like You Can't Take It Anymore." Obviously, this was a big hot topic because it had, on the first one, there's a part one and a part two, 253,000 views on the first one and 135,000 on the second one. So obviously, people are feeling like they don't know what they can do. They don't know if they can take it anymore. And so I just felt like this was a great resource to check out. She does a training and she talks about what we can do when you feel that way. So check that out. I think that might be beneficial. So what else do we do? Well, pray in the spirit. I keep hearing that over and over and over again. We should be praying the spirit, building our spirit man, preparing for what the Lord has for us. Worship and celebration, creating that portal through our worship. Refiner's Fire is a big song. I played it, I think it was last week or the week before on here. That is a big one that I am singing and worshiping with right now. And then declaring and decreeing what we do want. Now let's do Psalm 91 together. This is over our families, protection over our family. "When you abide under the shadow of Shaddai, you are hidden in the strength of God Most High. He's the hope that holds me and the stronghold to shelter me, the only God for me and my great confidence. He will rescue you from every hidden trap of the enemy, and he will protect you from false accusation and any deadly curse. His massive arms are wrapped around you, protecting you. You can run under his covering of majesty and hide. His arms of faithfulness are a shield keeping you from harm. You will never worry about an attack of demonic forces at night, nor have to fear a spirit of darkness coming against you. Don't fear a thing, whether by night or by day. Demonic danger will not trouble you, nor will the powers of evil be launched against you. Even in a time of disaster, with thousands and thousands being killed, you will remain unscathed and unharmed. You will be a spectator as the wicked perish in judgment, for they will be paid back for what they have done. When we live our lives within the shadow of God Most High, our secret hiding place, we will always be shielded from harm. How then could evil prevail against us or disease infect us? God sends angels with special orders to protect you wherever you go, defending you from all harm. If you walk into a trap, they'll be there for you and keep you from stumbling. You'll even walk unharmed among the fiercest powers of darkness, trampling every one of them beneath your feet. For here is what the Lord has spoken to me. Because you loved me, delighted in me, and have been loyal to my name, I will greatly protect you. I will answer your cry to help every time you pray, and you will feel my presence in your time of trouble. I will deliver you and bring you honor. I will satisfy you with a full life and with all that I do for you, for you will enjoy the fullness of my salvation. Isn't that beautiful? I feel that protection and receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Now is the time for blowing our shofars, and I have my brand new one. And so I've been practicing, but you know, if we have to do it a couple times, we do. On the count of three, we're going to do it together, and then we're going to yell, and we're going to believe that these walls that the enemies have put up, just like the walls of Jericho, are going to come tumbling down, and the angels are going to go fight on our behalf. So grab your shofar, and the count of three, we'll do it together. One, two, three. Make toast. Thank you so much for joining me today. I bless you. I bless you to realize you were born for such a time as this. I bless you to realize your future is brighter than your past. And I bless you to wake up, speak up, and show up. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'll see you back here next week. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Flyover Conservatives podcast with David and Stacey Whited. Please subscribe, hit the notification bell, and leave us a comment below. Lastly, if you enjoyed today's podcast, share with those who came to mind. Be blessed and make it a great day.